Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, welcome back. Ezra Levant here. We were talking to my friend Sheila Gunn-Reed a moment ago. I have another colleague in Canada. We call him our mission specialist. And one of his special missions is tracking transgender insanity. And sometimes it can be a lighthearted matter because it's so absurd. Of course, this morning we saw the revelations about the mass murderer who was motivated by a stew of insane cultural Marxism, fueled by drugs to transition from being a woman to a man. So it's not all for mockery. Joining us now from Toronto is my colleague David Menzies. David, great to see you on InfoWars.
Great to be here, Ezra. How you doing, my friend?
Good. We've got a five-minute segment here, so I want to jump right into it. You cover the transgender beat, and sometimes you have to laugh because the alternative is to cry. Tell us about the rugby team that you've been covering lately. It's just crazy. Tell us.
It is crazy, go ahead. Ezra. Oh, you know, and that was a really jarring assignment for me, Ezra, because this is about a fellow called Ash Davis. He was voted the male team's hardest hitter of last year. And suddenly he's a woman. He's clearly a biological male. He's muscle bound, for goodness sakes. And when I went there, Ezra, I expected he might have an ally or two, but if InfoWars viewers check out that video, you'll see that the whole team, well, they went hysterical on me. And it wasn't the profanity, it wasn't, you know, the middle fingers, it wasn't even in one case a physical assault that bothered me. What bothered me was the indoctrination that this man, who is injuring women on the rugby pitch, is getting away with it, and I might add, Ezra, in contravenience to World Rugby, which a couple of years ago, to its credit, came out with a statement saying, you cannot, as a male, play on a female rugby team. But I guess here in Canada, it's all about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And if real biological females are being carted off the pitch in a stretcher, well, you know, yeah, I guess you got to break a few eggs to make a diverse omelet these days, right?
David, as you were talking, we were showing some of the footage, and I think viewers can discern immediately who the man is. He's got male pattern baldness, and he, like you say, he was voted hardest hitter. The crazy thing, and we won't play it now just for lack of time, when you asked these questions, they were all they were shrieking at you. Like, everyone on the team was defending this bloke. Like, I mean, I guess any women who were offended by this had already quit the team, or they were terrified of wrongthink and being punished. And I guess having a bloke on the team, well, that's the problem for the other teams who get hit. That's the only explanation I can figure out. What do you think?
Well, there is the indoctrination factor, Ezra. They actually believe a trans woman is a so-called real woman. And there's the intimidation. And by that, Ezra, I mean the following week, and we went to cover it, Fergus, which is Ash Davis's team, was in Waterloo to play the Waterloo female team. And prior to that match, the head honcho of Waterloo Rugby, a guy called Josh Windsor, who is a principal at a Kitchener school, by the way, sent out an email to all the female participants. And it was basically saying this, Ezra, if you have any negative thoughts about this trans woman, so-called, you're off the team. Oh, and by the way, if I deem what you say is hateful, I'm phoning the Waterloo Regional Police. How do you like being taken away from the pitch in a paddy wagon? So when I went there to cover that match, even though this was the opposition, i.e. the victim group, most of them, Ezra, were wearing the baby blue, pink, and white band, the trans symbol, saying, yeah, we're down with the trans revolution. Well, you better be, because the president of Waterloo Rugby is, intimating that he's going to have you arrested if you're not down with the radical trans revolution.
We saw a police vehicle that was called in response to your journalism. Listen, we got to take a short break, David, but stick around because I want to talk to you about the 50-year-old man who went into a swimming competition against 13-year-old girls. Let's take a break. We'll come back to that.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Breaking news. Ezra Levant here at InfoWars headquarters. We have Alex Jones on the line with breaking news. Right over to you, Alex. What's up?
Ezra, I am listening to your show as I travel back to Austin from visiting a sick family member. I really appreciate you coming to town to do this. You are just knocking it out of the park, and so are the great folks at Rebel and our crew. But I, again, just got a call at 5 a.m. this morning. Steven Crowder's up early when I am with this great news organization. They've obviously worked with Project Veritas before. Now they're working with the new system that James O'Keefe's launched. But this was separate. They've spent a lot of money over Louder with Crowder in the last 6 months training and hiring a bunch of people, a lot of former Veritas, to start doing stings and investigative journalism. And they've gone to the illegal alien camps in New York and other areas. They've been breaking big stories really every couple of days, just like Rebel News does, not just in Canada, but around the world. This is real old-fashioned investigative journalism. So they start calling me about 5:15 in the morning. I just gotten up, and they said, listen, we want you all to break this when we tweet it at about 7:30 in the morning. We have gotten the first parts of the manifesto that the Fed suppressed out of Nashville when this psychotic woman who thought she was a man went in to this Christian school and shot little children, and several teachers, including the assistant principal, going to be black. And the Fed suppressed that and asked Nashville not to. So insiders, I'll leave it at that. I was authorized to say this. Inside the government of Nashville, who originally got the manifesto, obviously took photos of it before it was taken away from them by city officials and the Fed. So they have a copy, and they're very, very, very upset. And here's the new development. They're very upset that not only did they suppress the journal, but then they claimed that the family didn't want that, even though that wasn't the case. The Feds pushed them to do that, because the police were there at the time this all happened. And so it's reportedly a very long manifesto, over 30 pages long. And so the insiders, it's obviously the police, we're not going to say specifically who, were very upset and said, we want this, the city and the Feds to release the actual scans of it. But if they don't, we're going to start releasing more of the manifesto every couple of days. So they sent 3 pages to Steven Crowder, and he said, as soon as we tweet it, you're authorized to go with this, because I work with them and also co-host shows with them, and I'm signed up as part of their whole family of shows they're launching with Rumble to get around the censorship. So I shoot a video. I have an article written by one of our great reporters, and I'm 100% clear Steven Crowder's investigative team has gotten this information, and they're going to be releasing more of it as time goes on, as they're given more, if the city and the Feds don't stop suppressing this. And here's the reason the police are so upset. They are then misrepresenting, saying it was some type of right-wing deal or people being mean to transgenders. And a lot of the left came out and defended the woman demand transition, saying people must have been mean to her or him, and that's why this happened. So this was a day of rage. And then a week later, they're going to have a national day of rage and all the different transgenders posed with guns by the thousands online, and so they were coming to kill everyone, and we were all going to pay. That blew up in their face, so they backed off. So then I go out and make it 100% clear, in two videos and an article and say Steven Crowder broke this. It was given to them by the Nashville authorities. That I was authorized to say. So then Twitter community notes, sometimes does good, started having mainstream media go and make posts saying Alex Jones made this up. It's not real. This comes from Alex Jones, even though the article we wrote at InfoWars.com and the two videos we put out were 100% clear that I was simply amplifying Steven Crowder's scoop and that it came directly from inside the city of Nashville. So it's 100% clear. You saw the report, Ezra, mm-hmm. at the start of the show, the first 5 minutes before you took over. And here they are yet again, just like with the Hunter Biden laptop, saying that we've made it up, that it's some Trump manufactured thing or it's some Alex Jones manufactured thing, where they're the ones that made up the fake Russia dossiers and all the rest of it. So I wanted to get that on record, but they're not stopping them.
Yeah.
Right now, just copies of the manifesto have around 12 million views on Twitter, just on one account. Other accounts have 2 million, 5 million, 10 million, 3 million, 4 million. You can't even keep track of it. It's got at least 30, 40, 40 million views on Twitter. It'll probably be 200 million by tomorrow. Facebook, Instagram, Google are trying to block this, just like the Hunter Biden laptop, because they don't want people to understand how psychotic and rage-filled the transgenders are, as literally, not all of them, but some of them, as the army of the left, by telling them when they confuse them and put them on drugs and ruin their lives, oh, you're suicidal because people didn't accept you. They didn't let 50-year-old men compete against 13-year-old girls. They didn't let full-grown men, you know, get in the octagon in the UFC and beat up women. So I want to turn this back over to you and the great guests you've got. I was already listening. I apologize for breaking in here. But right now, they're trying to suppress the story. We've got all the videos, all the articles, all the documents on InfoWars.com. They're also at LatterWithCrowder.com. You can go to Steven's Twitter and you can see the links to his reports today, but this is the mainstream media trying to sabotage a story and saying it's fake news after they tried to suppress it. They are really, really desperate right now. So, Ezra, God bless you. I'll let you take over.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate that. You know, so often the so-called fact checkers are just journalists with a different point of view that are claiming a different point of view is a fact or not. They're anti-journalists. What Steven Crowder and Alex Jones did this morning was journalism, the best traditions of journalism, investigative journalism, having a whistleblower as a source. And to try and anti-journalism, un-journalism, is what the regime media is doing. It's so clear, and I'm glad Alex called in with that. Hey, we got a few more minutes. I want to go back to my Toronto friend, David Menzies, our mission specialist. David, you recently covered the course. We were talking about transgenderism. Alex just talked about it. I want to talk about that crazy swim meet for 13-year-old girls where a 50-year-old man was allowed to enter and compete. Tell us about that, and I think we've got some visuals for that, too. Go ahead.
It was unbelievable, Ezra. We were tipped off by concerned parents, and they said, you must get out to the Markham Pan Am Center. That's a pool just north of Toronto. There is a 50-year-old biological male, and he's swimming against 13 and 14-year-old biological females. And at first, the authorities tried to deny it, but thank goodness we had the game sheet, if you will, which showed the names and ages of all competitors. 9 out of 10 were females, either 13 or 14, and you see plop, Melody Wisehart, that's not his real name, his real name is Nicholas Cepeda, age 50. And this apparently has the blessing of Swimming Canada, which is outrageous, Ezra, because last month was the world meet for swimming, and World Aquatics, the international governing body, created for the first time an open category. And that was, if you're not biological male, not biological female, here you go. You've been clamoring for years and years and years. You want to compete. So at the Berlin swim meet, they had this open category. Guess what? Zero entrants. And to me, this is a big red flag, Ezra, because maybe this is not about just getting in the pool to compete with people of the opposite gender. Maybe this is about changing and showering with, in this case, minors of the opposite gender. Once upon a time, I think that would get you arrested. Now, again, it's a celebration of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And by the way, Ezra, we cannot get a straight answer from any of the authorities, any of the people that ran the club meets, whether this person got into the change room with these 13 and 14-year-old girls and got to get naked with them in terms of changing and showering, which I think is absolutely despicable.
David Menzies, Mission Specialist for Revolut, thanks for joining me as I guest host InfoWars. Great to see you, my friend. We'll see you back in Canada tomorrow. All right.
Well, anytime, Ezra.
Right on. Well, it's great to have you. And for all our American listeners, I tell you, I sometimes call Canada a laboratory of bad ideas. Government-run healthcare started in Canada first. Absolute legalization of safe injection sites. Canada, unfortunately, has really gone farther than most. Made medical assistance in dying. Transgender extremism and censorship. We'll talk more about censorship in the final minutes of the show. I have the scars to prove it. But one of our callers about half an hour ago mentioned the World Economic Forum, and I have an interest in the World Economic Forum, as do many viewers of Alex Jones and Glenn Beck and other skeptics and critics and dissident media contrarians, because it is a kind of crypto government that is simply unaccountable. And I've been to Davos for the World Economic Forum. I did not go as an accredited journalist. Of course, I would never be accredited there, but I...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you under investigation like you were before for your deceptive marketing, sir?
If any other product in the world doesn't work as promised, you get a refund. Should you not refund to countries that laid out billions for your ineffective vaccine?
Are you used to only sympathetic media, so you don't know how to answer any questions?
Is that it?
Shame on you, sir.
Shame on you. That's Albert Bourla, the boss of Pfizer. His people were pushing us around a little bit.
Right, he's pretty fit. I don't reckon he's had one jab.
I'm huffing and puffing a bit. At least I didn't have any myocarditis.
I dare say he's shocked that in his safe space at the WEF here in Davos that he was challenged in a way that he's never to date been challenged.
Well, that's the thing. We're not accredited media here. We're on the outside of the perimeter. So he's only used to the softballs from CNN and MSNBC and people like that. I asked him a real question about product liability. No answer. A real question about Pfizer's past deceptive practices. You know, they paid the largest fine in American history to the Justice Department for deceptive marketing. I don't know if that's underway right now. I don't know if they're being investigated, but I think they should be. When did he know that the vaccine didn't actually stop transmission? I wanted to find out because surely he knew before we knew. Why didn't he tell us? I don't know. I'm really proud of that question. It was like a kind of walking scrum.
A joint effort there, because I know it's very hard when you're working in the moment as a, to actually remember all the activities that these people are criminals in my book. The stuff that they've engaged in the last 2 years, they need to be held accountable for. And in the moment that you don't usually get this much time, he had a bit of a walk, and to actually work together and be able to work around those trying to protect him, it was exactly what I feel we're here for.
That big gorilla guy was sort of pushing me around a bit, but you know, I've got a low center of gravity myself. I'm worried about one thing though, Avi. Pfizer is connected to big media in an enormous way. I'm worried that they're going to try and block this video. I'm worried they're going to try and cancel it on YouTube, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, places like that. So I want to look straight at the camera and say, folks, if you cannot find this video out there, go to WEFreports.com. That's a special website we've set up for the World Economic Forum, WEFreports.com. And if you feel moved by our coverage, please consider chipping in because we're 100% crowdfunded. Obviously, we get no ad money. We've been completely demonetized. But if you like that kind of accountability journalism...
So that was the video that Avi Yamini and I recorded.
Canada, we got a great...
On the streets of Davos, we literally bumped into Albert Bourla by chance. I suppose there was a chance. I mean, I bumped into John Kerry, and I put a question to him, but I was sort of blocked, and my colleague put a question to him about flying on private jets. He lied. He said he doesn't, but we got him nonetheless. What do you think of that? I just want to tell you what was going on in my mind at that moment. I asked him a question or two, and I got no answer. He said, have a nice day or something. And I could have said, okay, he's not going to talk to you anymore. I'm done. But I decided in the moment, no, I'm going to keep pressing him because his refusal to answer basic questions was sort of half the point. Yeah, that's the clip of my colleague and I. That was John Kerry. I bumped into him, and I sort of was blocked by a concrete block, and my colleague jumped in and said, are you flying private? And he lied and claimed he wasn't. You know, it was very interesting. It's mainly globalists there, mainly leftists. There were a lot of sort of lobbyists there. I don't know if you heard, I asked, who have you met with in secret? Because it's really a lobbying orgy, and it's not disclosed in the same way that a lobbyist would disclose things if they're meeting a congressman on Capitol Hill. And, there's me trying to put a question. You can see you were pushing me away from, put the volume up. I didn't really do a good job here, but my colleague jumps in. Yeah, there's my colleague.
This is a globalist event.
I'll walk and talk.
We're good. I apologize.
How come you're blocking the governor from answering to...
It sounds like we got the audio from a different video there. It sounds like we had the audio of the Brian Kemp video. My colleague in the video we just showed there asked Kerry about his private jet, and he lied and says he doesn't fly anymore. That was a fun little nugget. But I also bumped into the Republican governor of Georgia. And by the way, I'm a Canadian. I don't have a dog in this hunt, so to speak. But I thought, here's a Republican at this globalist... fancy pants get together. What's he doing here? So turn the volume up. Let's play the video on this one here.
Coming to a Soros event. I'm sure you have a good explanation.
Sir, we're not doing interviews right now. If you'd like to do something, you can call our team at the office and be glad to try to.
Well, we can walk and talk for a couple of minutes. Governor, really quickly, what do you say to your critics who think this is a globalist event? I'll walk and talk.
We're good. I apologize.
How come you're blocking the governor from answering to his constituents? What would you say to your critics who think this is not the right place for America First Republican?
We're trying to. I think my story is pretty clear.
Governor. Well, but here you are with a bunch of globalists. Alex Soros is here.
Excuse me.
Why are you coming to a Soros event? I'm sure you have a good explanation.
Sir, we're not doing interviews right now. If you'd like to do something, you can call our team at the office and be glad to try to...
Well, we can walk and talk for a couple of minutes. Is this a rebuke to the America First wing of your party?
You know what? It wasn't very productive. I should tell you, I was not asking in a particularly aggressive way. I don't have a beef with this Republican. I just wanted to know, what are you doing in an event that's sort of George Soros' favorite event? Alex Soros was there. I mean, I can imagine an answer would be, I'm going to get jobs for Georgia. I'll go to the devil himself if it means employment and investment for my state of Georgia. Like, that's a possible answer, and say, okay. And people could weigh it, but not answering at all, I thought was a little bit weird. I don't know if you noticed, as we were walking down the street there, Palantir was a company, and BlackRock, and all these companies have, it's like a festival, and it's like a trade show, and it's like free gifts and stuff, and even countries buy kiosks. Ukraine, United Arab Emirates, India had a lot there. So it's a very unusual place. And so, there's Palantir, and down the road was the BlackRock. I went into the BlackRock place and they kicked me out. They did not like me in there one bit. It's a very interesting place because it's hard to get to. What I mean by that is it's in this town called Davos, which is a fairly small ski town. And the World Economic Forum literally buys every single hotel room in town and every single Airbnb. There's not one available. So you've got to stay at a neighboring town or one further away, and they're extremely expensive. It's hard to get there. You got to fly to Zurich, take the, they deliberately make it as hard to get to as possible. There is a private jet airstrip not far away, and I mention that because these are the folks telling you to reduce your carbon footprint, to live a smaller life, a colder life, a poorer life, a smaller, lesser life, while they are literally plane after plane, private jet after private jet lands there. And by the way, they don't take a car that last leg of the journey. They take a helicopter. So it really is an elite playground. And I mention that because a lot of these politicians were not expecting grubby citizen journalists like my colleague Avi Yamini and I. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that they weren't all stacked up like that, at least not when I was there. But it is, there's more metal on the runway. Yeah, 1,500 private flights in and out of airfields. I saw that with my own eyes. Just absolutely incredible. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about the censorship that Justin Trudeau is imposing on Canadians like me. It's my final warning to Americans of Canada's cautionary tale. That's after these messages.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it out of the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
honor to be on this program talking about freedom, talking about citizen journalism, talking about non-conformity. That's the hardest thing in the world, isn't it? We're social animals. You can see it. Fish swim in a school, birds fly in a flock. There's a safety in the herd. And to be a dissident and to say no when everyone else is saying yes, or yes when everyone is saying no, that's very hard. That's the hardest thing in the world. Sometimes you're marginalized by your community, even by your own family. That's one of the things I hate the most about the lockdowns and the vaccine mandates, is it actually pitted customer against shopkeeper. It pitted students against teachers, and it even pitted families against each other. And for that, I'll never forgive the Albert Bourlas of the world. And it felt emotionally satisfying to ask him some tough questions. Not that we got any answers, but I think his non-answers spoke volumes. It showed that he thought he was above answering, and how dare you grubby, unaccredited journalists ask me those. And by the way, Albert Bourla probably did 1,000 media interviews during the course of the pandemic, but never were they unscripted. Never did anyone ask a tough question. It was all the regime media for whom Pfizer was an enormous advertiser. And I think that's what that walking scrum with Avi Amini and I showed. Our questions weren't particularly brilliant. We were coming up with them on the fly. It was cold. We were running around. It's that no one had ever asked him questions with a bit of a prickle. No one asked him skeptical or critical questions. And it was as much the regime media, the media party, as I sometimes call it, that was on trial at that moment as Albert Bourla himself. We have about 25 minutes left in the show. What a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you to the callers who called in earlier. I'm sorry we couldn't get to everybody. But I want to tell you about Canada. I've told you about a few things in Canada, transgender extremism. We talked to my colleague Sheila Gunn-Reed about the new euphemism for doctor-assisted suicide, medical assistance in dying. And they're deploying that against veterans, by the way, which I think is the greatest disgrace of all. As I mentioned earlier, Canada had a harsh lockdown. The province of Quebec actually had a curfew for the whole province from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. at night. Whether you were jabbed or not, whether you were sick or not, you had to stay in your house. Can you imagine that? A curfew. I know what a curfew is. It's what you give to children. A curfew, it's what you give to someone under house arrest. A curfew. They put the whole province under a curfew, and no one objected. Incredible. By the way, Canada's Supreme Court still has not deigned to hear any matters of civil liberties violations during the lockdown. They just haven't gotten around to it. It hasn't been important enough for them to deal. Not a single one of these measures was ever struck down. In Canada, as I mentioned before, if you were not jabbed, you could not get on an airplane. And I'm not just talking about foreign flights, even within the country, the second largest country in the world. But when they went after the truckers, they went too far. One thing about truckers is a lot of them are independent, and they're certainly independent-minded, because you're on the road. What do? You listen. You listen to the radio. You listen to podcasts. You listen to call-in shows. You listen and you think. And you're an individual who lives by your wits, and you work hard. And so when you were told that if you didn't get the jab, you couldn't work anymore, well, something clicked. And as George Orwell said in his book 1984, if there's any hope, it lies with the proles, which is what the nickname for the proletariat, for the working class. We don't use that Marxist term that much, but would you agree with me that no one works harder than a trucker? And they went after the truckers, then truckers. Well, there's a thing about a truck, it's long. And they're used to driving, so they converged on Ottawa peacefully, the most peaceful protest in Canadian history. Not one incident or infraction by the truckers. And they went to Ottawa simply to honk their horns. And Justin Trudeau freaked out because this was making international news. Normally, Canada is ignored by the world. Normally, Canada is inconsequential. It's vanilla. But that time, those days, the truckers were a global headline, and they rallied the world, and it proved to people that they had a false consciousness of unanimity. Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, would always say, well, everyone agrees. 90% of people agree. They've already got the jab. All the media agrees. All the professors agree. All the celebrities agree. All the political leaders agree. Everyone agrees. There was no nonconformity in Canada. We did not have a Texas or a Florida or a South Dakota in Canada. We did not have Ron DeSantis saying, now we're not going to lock down. We didn't have, in 50 states, you had 50 different approaches. Not so in Canada. You had unanimity. We had a federal election in the middle of this, and every single candidate in that election agreed. The one candidate who didn't agree wasn't allowed in the leaders' debates. And so these truckers proved that it was a false consciousness that actually, no, we didn't all agree, just despite the fact that our TVs were pumping that message to us through our telescreens, as Orwell would say. And it's my estimate that 100,000 people participated in the convoy itself for some or all of the journey, but that a million Canadians, which would be like 10 million Americans, came out to watch the convoy drive by, to line the overpasses, to be on the side of the road. They wanted to see with their own eyes the citizen rebellion. And, of course, it fell to the citizen journalists to watch the citizen rebellion, to report on it. The regime media called it an insurrection, and they demonized it. They refused to go and visit. You can see on the screen right now that it was a happy festival feeling. There were bouncy castles. It was. I went there. People were spontaneously singing the anthem. It felt like a kind of Woodstock, actually. It was so cold. Look how cold it was. Minus 20 or so. Oh, it was bitter. But Trudeau snapped. He made an unforced error. He invoked martial law. He deployed riot horses. He arrested the sort of, I would call her, the spiritual leader of the truckers, a woman named Tamara Leach. I think we have the video of her being arrested on a snowy street. Just a regular mom and grandma, Métis, which means she's part Indigenous. Just a beautiful woman who was on the street, arrested and jailed. Yeah, there she is on the snowy street. She's barely 5 feet tall. The cops arrested her, handcuffed her. Like Owen Schroyer, there she is, Tamara Leach. Like Owen Schroyer. Put her in solitary confinement for her own health, you see, for COVID reasons, you see. That's the reason we're putting you in solitary confinement, not as a punishment. No, no, no. How would you think such a thing? It's for your own health, don't you know? 49 days, this grandma, nonviolent, very spiritual, in fact, very peaceful, in prison, 49 days. In fact, she's on trial in Ottawa right now. I'm proud to say Rebel News has published her book. You can get a copy of her book if you're curious. It's called theconvoybook.com. Won't surprise you. Not a single bookstore in Canada carries the book, but it went to number one on the Amazon bestseller list. That tells you something. Again, the regime media won't even review the book, let alone, not even just to diminish it or deride it. They don't even want to acknowledge the book. They don't want to acknowledge the different narrative. She was jailed. And she's on trial to this day. She's on trial, a multi-week, multi-month trial in Ottawa. It's a disgrace. But it marked the beginning of the downfall of Justin Trudeau. Although he's still in office, it was then that his poll started to sink because the mask slipped. And he showed that when he told reporters a few years ago that China was the country he most admires, that he actually meant it. Imagine that. Do you have that old clip? I bet you can find it quickly. Justin Trudeau said, China is the country he most admires. And that's not the end of the quote. He said, because of its basic dictatorship. There's a lot of reasons to admire China, by the way. You can like their culture, their history, their language, their food, their archaeology. There's a lot to admire about China. But what was the one thing Justin Trudeau selected amongst the various choices? Because of their basic dictatorship. Find the clip. Let me know if you need. I could find it. It's just an amazing, amazing clip. And the mask slipped and people saw who he really was. He's behind by 10 points in the polls, but he has an important ally, the media party, which is why Justin Trudeau has done something that you Americans need to know about. We talked a while before about the First Amendment, and how it's a difficult thing. We have to give freedom of speech to those we hate, to those we find odious, because that's the rule. Freedom of speech does not only apply to boring things. Yeah, play that.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? rate? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The power to make orders, quote, respecting the presentation of programs and programming services for selection by the public, including the showcasing and discoverability of Canadian programs and programming services. We'll put that on the screen when we find it. But let me take that into plain language. Justin Trudeau, through Bill C-11, has given himself the power to order internet broadcasters, your Netflix and your Hulus, but also your Facebooks and your YouTubes and your Rumbles and your Twitters, anyone who broadcasts anything on the internet, which is everyone, really. Justin Trudeau has given himself the power under C-11 to alter the showcasing and discoverability of programs. As in, he gets to alter the algorithms. Justin Trudeau can now order Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram to boost media he likes and de-boost media he doesn't. And in doing so, He has given himself a weapon to silence the InfoWars, the Rebel Newses, the critics, the skeptics, the citizen journalists, not by a bill of attainder saying ban InfoWars, ban Rebel News, ban Fox News, ban Newsmax. No, no, no. Yeah, there it is right there. You see that? 911. If you scroll down to E, 911 says we have the power to make rules respecting the presentation of programs and programming services for selection by the public, including the showcasing and the discoverability of Canadian programs and programming, such as French language. So they can boost French language stuff, but that's just an example. They can tell the broadcasters to alter the algorithm to hide what they consider non-trustworthy media. They have passed a law allowing them to tell broadcasters what to boost and what to suppress, what to hide and what to promote. And that is how censorship is done in 2023. They're not stupid enough to pass a law banning Rebel News. Why would they? Now they have control over all the mediums, and they say, just de-boost these fact-checked media that didn't add up. I mean, for example, the scoop that Alex Jones had today with Stephen Crowder, that would be tagged untrustworthy by a fact-checker. And then, under Canadian law, all the broadcasters would be required to suppress that. So if you Googled it, you wouldn't find it. That is the meaning of 911E. I know that sounds legalistic and lawyerly, but I showed you with your own eyes. That is the power to alter the discoverability and showcasing of the news. That is in the law. And that is just one of the laws. Justin Trudeau has also announced that he intends to introduce a law on what he calls online harms. Well, I'm against online harms, aren't you? What's an online harm? Well, here's the cabinet minister who came up with the idea. He gives an example of harmful media that his online harms law is designed to oppose. And wouldn't you know it, it's criticism of politicians. You guys have that clip? Here's Stephen Guilbeault, who is then the Minister of Heritage, as we call it in Canada, explaining one of the reasons we need the online harms law is to stop Rebel News or other conservative or skeptical journalists from criticizing politicians. Take a look.
We've seen too many examples of public officials retreating from public service due to the hateful online content targeted towards themselves or even their families.
So there you go. If you criticize a politician or their family, if you, in the American context, were to criticize Barack Obama or Michelle Obama or Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton, you're committing an online harm. He's calling that harmful. You just heard it from himself. And what are the remedies for online harms? What are they going to do? I mean, I showed you in Bill C-11, they have the power to de-boost things that they call harmful. But they go even further. You're not even going to believe the language of this guy. He was asked in the same interview, so what happens if there is a disobedient news source out there that criticizes you in a way you don't like? What is your ultimate weapon? This is the next clip. Please take a look at this.
Envision having blocking orders. I mean, it would likely be a last resort, nuclear bomb in a toolbox of mechanism for regulate.
So blocking entire websites. Oh, it wouldn't be his first go-to, but it is in the toolbox, he calls it, for regulators. Remember that crazy digital safety commissioner that Biden briefly floated? That's exactly what is happening in Canada. And that was our heritage minister in the day, Stephen Guilbeault, explaining, do not criticize politicians. And if you do, and if you're unrepentant, and if you don't stop, well, we got a lot of tools in the toolbox. One of them is blocking an entire website like they do in China, Iran, or North Korea. And I am telling you, and I'm not going to go into detail about the other laws, because there are two other laws that Trudeau has proposed. One of them is called Bill C-36, and he pledges to revive that. That includes jail. It includes house arrest. It includes ankle monitors. That is what Canada is like. We don't have a First Amendment. We have freedom of speech in our Charter of Rights, it's called, but it is not as strong as the U.S. First Amendment. And I look at these pro-Hamas protesters, and I want to be careful, because just because I find them odious and anti-Semitic and Nazi-like, I want to be careful that we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Just like there is no pandemic exception to the Constitution, there's no Hamas exception to the Constitution. And I think it's important that we deal with threats like Hamas and its fifth column in a constitutional way. That's why my idea of deporthamas.com was, if they're not here as permanent, if they're here on a temporary student visa and they're going to these hate marches, kick them out, because they're not American. But you've got to close that southern border, because if you allow people in by the million who don't share your underlying liberal, and when I say liberal, I mean liberty values, classical.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a breaking news update on the huge story that just broke about 6 hours ago, when Stephen Crowder released the first three pages of the Trans Nashville School Shooter Manifesto that they got from whistleblowers. Now, since it broke, the mainstream corporate media tried to claim it was fake and that I had made it up, even though I clearly said that it was a Stephen Crowder exclusive breaking news, and I knew the inside baseball of where it came from inside the Nashville government, that was very, very upset about suppression of what really happened and what was really in the manifesto, that they wanted the full manifesto to be released by the city government, but the feds have been suppressing it. So the mainstream media Decepticon operatives came out and said it was fake. Well, now the Nashville mayor has come out and launched an investigation into how it was leaked, confirming that it is the real manifesto. Again, it is the real manifesto, ladies and gentlemen, just as we told you it was. And so all their attempts to suppress this are failing on Twitter and on platforms like Rumble with Stephen Crowder and his great team, and of course Infowars.com. So great job, everybody, getting this information out. But now, you can see it on screen, the city of Nashville, Tennessee, the mayor has launched an investigation into who leaked it and how. And so they are very, very upset. They'll probably try to Julian Assange, Stephen Crowder, and I guess give him 9 years in solitary confinement. That's where Owen Schroyer is right now, in solitary confinement in Louisiana. The judge actually said in the sentencing document, because you keep saying the election was stolen, they gave three examples from the summer where Owen said the election was stolen. These people are scared. They're covering up, and it's blown up in their face. So now this story has gone from huge to mega viral. As I record this, 13 million views on one post of Stephen Crowder's Twitter. I saw countless other posts, millions of views apiece. This thing's probably got 40 million views right now just on Twitter. They're trying to suppress it on Facebook. They're trying to suppress it on Google, Instagram, but it's not working. Go to Infowars.com, get the actual manifesto, send it out, because they don't want you to know what they've created. This was a helter-skelter race war attempt. It's all right there. Kill the white crackers. Kill the white people. Kill the white corruption, go after all of the white entitlement. That is what is only in the first three pages, and we're told there are dozens of other pages. So this is breaking right now. The mayor of Nashville has launched an investigation into the leaking of it, confirming it is real, and of course, it is real. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Hour number four is coming up right now. Please take this report and search everyone you know and post it on Twitter especially. Take action now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.